President Biden joined survivors of gun violence and the family members of victims at their annual vigil. He quoted scriptures and promoted legislation to limit the capacity of gun magazines and to ban assault weapons. Biden noted that the 1994 assault weapons ban was successful in reducing the toll of gun violence before it expired 10 years later.
We did it, and guess what? It worked. The number of violent mass murders reduced were significant. A lot of people's lives were saved. You know, and we can do it again.
17-year-old Jackie Haggerty introduced Biden. She was a second grader at Sandy Hook Elementary School when a shooter massacred 20 children and 9 educators and other adults.
That day I survived because the shooter armed with an AR-15 chose left instead of right in that hallway. The last 10 years have not been easy, but living my life honoring the victims has helped. Guns are now the number one killer of children in America. And we are asked to be brave while hiding under our desks, in our classrooms, while too many elected officials lack the courage to pass common sense laws to save our lives.
Earlier in the day, physician members of a coalition which advocates for an assault weapons ban gathered in front of the U.S. Capitol. Dr. Roy Guerrero was the only pediatrician practicing in Uvalde, Texas, on the day of the massacre at Robb Elementary School. He said 5 of the 19 children killed that day had been his patients, some since they were newborns. Guerrero said he does all he can to keep his patients healthy and safe, but when it comes to gun violence, the Senate needs to do its job.
I can keep them safe from bacteria and infections, but making sure that our children are safe from guns, that's the job of our politicians and our leaders. In this case, as I spoke to them, you are the doctors and our country is the patient. We are lying on the operating table riddled with bullets like the children of Robb Elementary and so many other schools. We are bleeding out and you are not there. You're sitting in your office filling out paperwork so you can get paid. And my oath as a doctor means I signed up to save lives. I do my job, and I guess out. I am here to plead, to beg, to please do yours.
Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said he wants a vote on an assault weapons ban before the end of the year. But Congress has a lot of other pressing business. Lawmakers must vote to fund the federal government before the current spending authorization runs out on December 16th. Congress is also set to approve a Pentagon spending bill. There's legislation to strengthen election protection. The January 6th committee plans to present its report. Emily Lieberman is a Chicago-based pediatrician who was in Highland Park when a shooter targeted its July 4th parade this year, killing 7 and injuring 48. She said the Senate needs to be on the right side of history.
As medical experts, we urge the Senate to pass this bill immediately and demonstrate that our government places a higher value on our second graders' lives than an individual's Second Amendment hobby.
It would take 60 votes to overcome a Republican filibuster and move to a final Senate debate and vote on the assault weapons ban. Few observers believe the votes are there. The House passed its version of an assault weapons ban in July. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.